We are up to Simin Tuf Reish Chaf Beis, and that's what we're going to be doing. Seder Tfilis Mincha, Lemincha, according to the Machaber, Omer Ashrei Uvolat Zion. The Machaber Shita is that to separate between Musaf and Mincha, you say Ashrei Uvolat Zion. We'll see that the Ramah disagrees. Vein Omrim Vanis Filasi, Tanis Filasi, that is said at Shabbos, Mincha is not said in Yom Kippur. Afilim Chalios B'Shabbos, even if it's on Shabbos, we generally say it to as a way of stating that Klal Yisrael, although we ate and drank on Yontif, we celebrated, still, Lamaisa, we're sober and we come and we daven, unlike Umas HaOlam, who don't celebrate their festivals this way. On Yom Kippur, when we're fasting, there's no need for this. Says the Ramah, Hagav ve'ein anu nogim lomar asher v'letzion kodem mincha, rak kodem ne'ila. Our minig is not to say asher v'letzion before mincha, only in front of ne'ila. What we're afraid of is that we're afraid of missing the zman of mincha. So what we do is, since we're going to lane before mincha anyway, we may as well use that as the hefsek between Musaf and mincha, and rather have a hefsek between mincha and ne'ila, so that's where we say it. V'chein kosu k'tzas ravosa, v'ein omrim ein kolokeinu b'yom kippur, and ein kolokeinu was not said on Yom Kippur, the reason being that ein kolokeinu was a bunch of shiris v'sishbachos, to make up for our lack of mea brachas. On Yom Kippur we have so many shiris v'sishbachos that we don't need ein kolokeinu for that. As far as the Ketores, we make mention of it in the Avoda. The Mishtabur nevertheless says that it's a good thing to say the Parsha of Ketores anyway. Further, Sif Beis, Umotzian Sefer Torah, the Koran Gimel, the Parshas Arayas at Sofa Parsha. The Yom Kippur Mincha Kriya is from the end of Achrei Mos, the Parsha of the Arayas, because since Arayas Nafsha Shalodim Chamdason, we want people to do tshuva because it is Yom Kippur, and we lane three, Vashlishi Maftir Biyona, and the third one is also the Maftir, and what is his Haftorah? The Haftorah is Yonah. The Mishtabur points out first of all tshuva. That's what Yonah is talking about. And second of all, as a message, there's no way of running away from Hashem. Yonah tried running away. It didn't help him. The same thing with us. If we're under the impression that we can run away from Hashem, and one of the ways of doing that is a person thinks, all right, so after he's nifter, that's it. You've got to know there's din v'cheshbin even after Mea v'esrim. Eventually, you're accountable for absolutely everything you did, and there's nowhere to run. Also, we do not say Kaddish on the Sefer Torah. We say Kaddish instead after the Haftorah, and we do not say Shema Yisrael, and we do not say Va'ala Kol, but instead we just say Gadlu. Umesayim, the Haftorah ends, Mikel Kamocha, Umevorech Lefanev Alachreha. Says the Machaber, Vimchal B'Shabbos, Maskir Boshal Shabbos, V'chosim B'Shal Shabbos. If it falls on Shabbos, then you should mention Shabbos in the Chasima. However, the Ramah says, Ve'ein Omrim Ala Torah V'Lavoda B'Mincha. Our meaning is that we end Magin David. We don't say the Bracha that should have a Chasima dealing with this man anyway. There's a very interesting Mishnah Brura here who's talking about whenever you have such a situation. He says that we don't say Kaddish after the Kriya here. Instead, we say Kaddish before davening, before Shmona Esrei, and that goes back on the Kriya and the Haftorah. Says the Mishnah Brura, what about a case where a Shula doesn't have a Sefer Torah? They go elsewhere for the Kriya and then they come back. So he says that they should say Kaddish after Kriya's Torah, because since there's going to be a Shini Makom, the Kaddish before Shmona Esrei is not going to be able to go back on the Kriya. Mishnah Brura here also brings up in the Nusach of Avinu Malkeinu that when you say Kra Roa Gzar Dineinu, you should say Kra Roa Gzar B'Neshima Achas and don't separate it. Gimelim Chal B'Shabbos Omrim Tzidkoscha, the Machaber says that on Shabbos we would say Tzidkoscha, V'Omrim Avinu Malkeinu, and we say Avinu Malkeinu even on Shabbos. Says the Ramah, Agav Dinas Eilu Ein Omrim Tzidkoscha V'lo Avinu Malkeinu. Our minig is not to say Tzidkoscha, because it says Mishpatecha Tahom Rabba, and we want rachmim in din, not just din. And the reason we don't say Avinu Malkeinu is because it's she'elas tzrachim. Dalet einosim kapayim b'mincha b'yom kippur. There's a low plug, since mincha during the year is after one eats, and there's a chash of shichrus, Chazal said not to do nesiyas kapayim at mincha. There's a low plug that even on Yom Kippur, we don't say, we don't have nesiyas kapayim at mincha. However, since it's Yom Kippur and nobody's eaten, b'dievet, if someone went up, he could duchen. Kohen sha'over va'ol leduchen, hareze nose kapa vein moridin oso, you don't make him come down, you have him do birkas kohenim. As a result of it, the halachi is that we say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu Barchenu, because this is really a zman that is roy for Nesiyas Kapayim. And we also say Sim Shalom. What happens if one Kohen went up, so he's going to duchen, but then the other Kohenim are there at the time of the duchening, and Kohenim are not supposed to stay in shul if they're not duchening, so they should lechatchila leave the shul. If they were Oker Raglayim, it says, if they started moving, they started going up, they should preferably leave the shul altogether.